This episode discusses the TV show 13 Reasons Why and the topics of suicide and self-harm. If you are sensitive to any of these topics or are under the age of 13, please listen to this episode with an adult or check out our other episodes. We also discuss content from the show that may contain spoilers. Welcome to Why Did I Do That? A podcast made by teens to introduce psychology in a more accessible way for teens of all backgrounds. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Yusra. We are two high schoolers from Northern California, and we're super psyched to share our excitement of psychology to other teens. Amazing show all the way through. 13 Reasons Why allows teens and parents to talk about serious topics and take on mature topics. These are a few of the words from the many positive reviews from the teen TV series, 13 Reasons Why. Positive reviews like this are countered by some others saying things like, "This show is offensive and disgusting," as well as glorifies and normalizes suicide. The same review also mentions, "Shows it, aka suicide, in a vengeful light."
I think if this show talks about suicide in general, it's really hard to talk about it in a way where everyone is going to accept it, because suicide is a pretty risky topic to discuss, especially because not everyone has the knowledge they need on the topic. And as co-hosts ourselves, Yusra and I acknowledge that we may not have all the knowledge we need to talk about serious topics like these. But if a show is able to depict suicide in a way that helps people, I think that's important.
Yeah, and we'll get into this later on in the episode, and we're also going to do our best to be as sensitive as possible while we talk about these mature topics. We all have shows like this that we enjoy watching, and there's a fair share of mixed opinions for every show out there. 13 Reasons Why has a 4.4 rating on Google, so it's a widely liked show, especially by teens, and it peaked in 2017. This show depicts a teen named Hannah Baker who takes her own life, and her classmate, Clay Jensen, who goes on a journey to uncover why, using the 13 tapes dedicated to 13 people who she blames for her death.
I actually watched this show in 8th grade, so I was in middle school, and I didn't really know as much as a middle schooler as I do now. I remember when I was watching the show, I thought that some of the topics were pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm. For example, it shows one of the characters actually committing suicide. So I didn't
really
know.
And that would be Hannah Baker, yeah. The main character.
So I didn't really know what to think about that. And especially since I just recovered from a bad state in my mental health before that, watching someone else commit suicide on the screen wasn't the best thing to watch. Even though it was fictional, it still brought back those memories temporarily of how I felt earlier on in middle school.
No, like, I'm sure it was really disturbing for you, and the fact that you were only in 8th grade and you could already recognize that it was disturbing really means something, especially for people who are suffering with mental illnesses, and watching it while they're in an especially bad state, you can just imagine how much of a negative impact it had on them. Thankfully, you weren't in as bad of a mental state then, right?
No.
At the time of watching the show, yeah, but it still brought back painful memories, and that is obviously not good.
Yeah, my mental state wasn't at an incredibly low level because it was pretty normal at that time. It's just that sometimes watching someone actually carry out the act of committing suicide, even if your mental state is in a good position,
you can feel for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like this deep, heavy feeling in your chest. I've experienced it often too, even though my mental state thankfully has never gotten to that point. Yeah, I've been able to relate in that way. So that's why explicit scenes like this can be problematic. So, I personally haven't watched the show before, but I found teens are more likely to contemplate suicide when exposed to the Werther effect, something that we discussed in a previous episode, so
yes.
Be sure to check that out.
Please check out our previous episode on the impact of portraying suicide in the media, because that's going to explain some of the stuff we talk about in this episode.
Mm-hmm. So, because teens are more likely to have suicidal ideation, and the show is directed towards teens, and the person who committed suicide, Hannah Baker, is a teen herself. And the show mentions starting a conversation about these mature topics, which I believe is correct. Like, if we don't talk about something as impactful as suicide, then we'll continue to be ignorant of people who are suffering with mental illnesses, and they'll obviously go unnoticed, which is not what we want to happen. But what's important to recognize with this show is that there were many things that it did very wrong. To evidence this, Google searches for how to kill yourself increased by 19% the same year 13 Reasons Why peaked in 2017. And there were 900,000 to 1.5 million increases in searches related to suicide after the release of the show, depending on the day. There was also 15% to 44% increase in Google searches for phrases like how to kill yourself, how to commit suicide, and so on.
This is so mortifying that so many people were searching up how to kill myself or just how to commit suicide, because who could imagine a show being that impactful? Obviously, the Werther effect is a scientifically proven topic, but when you put it into perspective with those stats, it seems even more terrifying because this is actually happening through what we're seeing on the internet.
Yeah, and those stats that I named are obviously really huge, but you have to realize that we're talking about people, we're talking about lives. You know, it's easy to forget that when we look at a huge statistic, and the target audience for this show were teenagers. So just think about all those teenagers and preteens who might have committed suicide and who were thinking about it, and the suicidal ideation that was there because of the show that didn't do its job properly in educating people. Because they had the right intention, right? They just didn't go about it correctly.
And as I mentioned, I was in middle school when I was watching this show, and I felt uncomfortable just watching a girl my age, actually, who I felt somewhat of a connection with, carry out the process of killing herself. And it just gave me this idea of the possibility of suicide and death in general. Even though I mentioned my mental health did recover at that time and was at a pretty normal state, I just still thought of this possibility that something like this can happen. I've also had friends who have self-harmed, and I can't really speak for them, but especially since we're teenagers and we tend to go through a lot of things in our lives, the actual demonstration of suicide in the show can be even more damaging.
Yeah, and especially when it's somebody who's the exact same age as us, it opens up a door of possibilities, like you said, that maybe we didn't know existed beforehand, and preteens are watching this show, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, maybe even 10-year-olds, and maybe they didn't know this was a possibility and they're suffering with their mental health, because lots of preteens show early signs of mental illnesses if they're going to develop one later on in their lives. So imagine they watch the show and they expose themselves to this, right? And someone could definitely counter this and say that it's just a fictional suicide, but if you recall from our Werther Effect episode, the Werther Effect itself started out with the fictional suicide. Also, to make the Werther Effect even more likely to happen, the show explicitly showed how Hannah took her own life. And in our previous episode, we mentioned that doing this in a suicide report makes it even more likely for someone suffering with a mental illness to take their own life. So, the right way for portraying a suicide, first of all, shouldn't be explicit whatsoever, but an example can be showing someone struggling with suicidal thoughts, seeking help, and then showing resilience. But of course, the show didn't do any of this. And instead, it romanticized suicide as an escape route. And I know the idea of the show was that Hannah Baker did take her life, but another problem is with the tapes that she left behind, the whole way the show represented it. So if you want to show a suicide in a show, that's okay, that's the premise you want to take on. But what they did was, the tapes that she left behind, the 13 tapes, included people whom she was blaming for her suicide. But in reality, depression and mental health are not because of people, they're because of mental illnesses. Not because of vengeance, but that's what the show made it out to be. She left those tapes because she wanted to get vengeance. People who are depressed don't want to get vengeance. To clarify what I mean by people don't take their lives because of vengeance, I meant that most people don't. There's other factors that play into it, and I can't speak for everyone, obviously, but I'm speaking from people that I know of who are suffering with depression, or even myself at one point.
Yeah, I agree with you there that there are usually other factors for someone who wants to commit suicide, and it's usually not out of vengeance. So, for example, when I was in a not very good mental state, I felt like there wasn't really a way out of it. Like, I was stuck in this, like, darkness in a way.
Exactly. And yeah.
It's not necessarily like I wanted vengeance. Well, okay, I do admit at the time, though, that I actually did feel anger towards certain people.
And that's normal. Yeah. I just feel like when you're depressed, you don't have the motivation to do anything, and then it becomes hard to just live and do everyday things, you know?
Yeah.
So at that point, I just feel like it didn't depict that as it should have in the show, right?
It could have at least talked about ways to, like, heal from it other than just having people listen to tapes. So it could have mentioned, like, talking to someone you trust, talking to a therapist.
At least at the end of the show, right? Because, like, I know the point is she took her own life, but
yeah,
they could have mentioned other ways to go about it. So people, they're always like, just start the conversation. Okay, we'll start the conversation, but who should we turn to? You know?
Exactly, yeah.
And also, when you pinpoint specific reasons like this for someone taking their own life, teens and even younger people watching the show will feel like it's appropriate to take their own lives instead of seeking for help. Like you said,
yeah,
you felt like there was no way out of it, which is a very common feeling to feel when you're depressed, for most people. And when you're given or when you're shown a suicide like this, it's like you have specific reasons. Oh, this happened to me, and then this also happened to Hannah Baker, so maybe it's like a justification for me to take my own life, you know? And that could possibly be play into the Werther effect, too. It gives off this notion that if you're bullied or you're experiencing an unfortunate situation, then the only escape is suicide. Even though that's obviously not true, and there's ways to get help with therapy and the proper support system and so on.
Yeah, that is definitely not true. The solution is not suicide, and there are ways to get help. And if you think no one else believes that, we believe that every life here matters.
There are ways to get help, and there's ways that you can get out of whatever difficult situation that you're in. Even if it seems like the suffering will never end, there is always an end to it. There is always an end. Not to invalidate anybody's experience. Everyone's suffering is different. Everyone goes through suffering. But there's always a way out.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also saw the same study with the suggestions you mentioned. But for some reason, there is also other research reanalyzing 13 Reasons Why. And this research suggested that the show might not have contributed much to the Werther effect. Some people who were considered more vulnerable, and I'm assuming this is talking about the people who were more, who would be more sensitive to topics about suicide, they watched the second season and were less immediately suicidal than people who didn't watch the show. These people were also more sympathetic in helping someone struggling with suicide. However, it did become harmful if people stopped watching the show.
That's a little odd, because I would expect the show to talk even more about explicit suicides, and from our research in the past episodes, we've learned that suicides, even in fiction, can increase suicidal ideation.
Yeah, I would expect that too, because I personally didn't watch the whole show, so maybe that's why I think the show didn't portray suicide in a very good way. It's also just hard to know if 13 Reasons Why caused this increase in suicide, because even if searches increased on suicidal topics, you can't necessarily prove that 13 Reasons Why was the only factor for that. There could obviously be other factors involved.
I definitely think that that makes sense, saying that all of those increased Google searches for how to kill yourself came solely from that show would be a difficult thing to do, right? Because you don't have all the information. But I also feel like it definitely did contribute greatly, because we've analyzed previous research in our past episodes, and we've seen that the Werther effect really can impact people on a large scale. So I think there were other factors, but it definitely did play a huge role in it, because there were also searches for how to, well, take your own life in the same way that Hannah Baker did. And those searches increased at that time of year when it peaked. So if you were to connect those two, one could make that connection.
That reminds me of the book called The Sorrows of Young Werther. And we discussed this book in our previous episode about suicide. But I think that when people read or they watch something about a specific suicidal method, they're more likely to want to commit suicide in that method. And I know for me, I watched a scene where Hannah Baker was buying razors so that she could commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it's still possible that other factors could have contributed to the suicide. So even if people were searching up ways to commit suicide in a similar manner as Hannah Baker did in the show, there are also other reasons that I think should be considered and also addressed.
No, I think so too. I just think saying that the majority come from other reasons probably is incorrect, because those searches came at the same time as the show peaked. So that would be my argument, but we can just agree to disagree. We'll be back with more after the break.
Welcome back. So as I said, I didn't watch the second season myself, or maybe I didn't mention this. I think I just said that I didn't watch some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched the first part of it, I didn't feel depressed, but just more aware of the possibility of suicide, especially because this was after a time that I considered suicide myself. And watching the show just confirmed for me that suicide was possible. And again, it's not the only option, but watching shows like these can remind you of just the possibility of it.
And maybe the writers wanted to talk about the suicide or show it in a explicit way because they wanted to intensify the emotions by seriously seeing somebody take their own life, especially someone who's a teenager. But the World Health Organization has said to avoid explicit description of the method used in a completed or attempted suicide, and I quote, and exercise caution in using photographs or video footage. This is just for news footage, though, which is why the TV show was able to get away with it. But in the show, Hannah's method of the suicide is explicitly shown, and there are negative effects of this. So maybe we should consider extending the rule so that it applies to TV shows, too?
Yeah, because we shouldn't just let other sources besides the news get away with depicting suicide. Although the show does include trigger warnings, right? Especially in season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought the trigger warnings would at least help reduce the impact of the Werther effect, since it cautions people with mental illnesses to avoid watching the show, especially if the show is set on showing such an explicit suicide.
You know what? That's probably what they thought as well, but in actuality, these warnings have to be in a very specific and certain way for them to even have any positive impact. Like, unfortunately, trigger warnings are easy to skip because they only show up at the very beginning of the episode, and they're usually right after the credits, like right next to it, you know, so people skip them. And you know how we are, we're like super forgetful, and I'm sure many others are, so I would definitely forget it while I'm like watching a 40-minute episode of a TV show, and then it was right at the start. I'm not going to remember it during the show, for sure.
I can't disagree with that. But even if the trigger warning is at the beginning of something I'm watching, I'm still likely to ignore it. So, for example, if it says, do not watch this show if you're sensitive to the topics of death, in a way that can make me want to watch it even more.
Exactly. And that's something we're going to get into in a second, but I felt that way a lot too. You know, it's like you want to test yourself to see if you could handle it. Yeah, but trigger warnings can be very easy to skip, and a lot of shows and a lot of movies have them at the very start. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but there are times where I'm watching like a YouTube video or something, and like you mentioned, a trigger warning will come up, and it'll say, oh, this content might be sensitive to some viewers, and I'll tell myself, oh, I'm totally capable enough to handle whatever is going to show up.
Yeah.
Like, even in those censored Instagram stories, I don't know if you've seen them before, and then you have censored, to click an extra button to say that you're okay with it. I always convince myself that whatever will show up, like, I literally think this consciously. I don't know if it's conscious for everyone. Is it conscious for you?
I would say it is unconscious, but at the same time, I know that a part of me is doing this.
Yeah, I know a part of me is doing it. So I click on it, and then I see it, and I just test myself. Like, I'm consciously doing it.
I also usually think that I'm capable of just handling it, whatever the media shows sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just a warning, especially to people producing content for teens. Never tell them to not do something because they'll probably be more likely to do it.
Exactly. So this is actually called psychological reactance, and it's a type of unpleasant motivation, which is like a really interesting way to word it, I think. And this motivation gets people to experience something that might be risky for themselves, but they get to feel a sense of freedom instead of being limited to choices. And then they feel like they regain their freedom after they've done that. So after you've clicked on that Instagram story and, you know, you saw whatever was explicit, you have this like feeling of, you know, being able to regain your independence, your freedom, your freedom.
I never thought of it as a way to regain freedom, because when I click on Instagram stories, it's just very fast. Like, it's just click because I'm interested in what it's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think about wanting freedom. It's just a part of my brain thinking, okay, I'm interested in this topic because I see a censor sign.
Yeah. And it's just like, you don't want your choices to be limited, you know? You don't want it to like push you away, because you think, like, what if I'm missing out on something? Has it ever, like, happened to you? You think,
oh, FOMO.
I've never heard of that. Fear
of missing out.
Oh, are you serious? How do I not know that acronym? That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, I'll admit.
Whoa. Also, sorry I said independence. Like, APUSH is, like, getting to my head. Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Freedom. Yeah, but certain trigger warnings can't dissuade viewers, as in the case of 13 Reasons Why, and they can actually have the opposite effect, which is reactance, what we talked about. Especially when a trigger warning includes viewer discretion is advised, like in 13 Reasons Why. And unfortunately, to add on to this, people who are depressed or affected by something called emotional stimuli, and they have an attention bias for it, especially sad stimuli. So they're more likely to watch these kinds of triggering content and try to experience it. And yeah. It is counterintuitive because you're trying to get these people to stay away from watching it, right? Because it's a sensitive topic and it might affect them more than it could affect someone who's not suffering with the same things. But because of this emotional stimuli, they're kind of drawn to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if I have this stimuli, obviously, but I do think it's risky to tell people to not watch a certain topic, because usually I think people our age are interested in sensitive topics. This is making me doubt, though, if we should have put a trigger warning at the beginning of the episode.
You know, I was thinking about that too, but then that also brings up the discussion, how should we actually have trigger warnings in a way that they reach out to the individuals that they need to reach out to? Because with 13 Reasons Why, they had trigger warnings, but they were too individualized, so people with PTSD weren't able to identify them, right? They need to be a little more generalized, but not so much so that you're not talking about what's there.
Yeah, so you're saying that because it was more specific, there were more people who thought they could watch the show because they didn't fit these requirements necessarily in the trigger warnings. But in reality, content can trigger anyone, so you don't have to have a mental illness to be triggered by something.
That's true, yeah. So that's a discussion that's definitely for like another day, you know, figuring out how to properly have a trigger warning that does its job, which is to dissuade viewers from watching it without psychological reactants getting in the way or emotional stimuli. Well, that brings us to a close. In today's episode, we talked about 13 Reasons Why and the problem with its explicit depiction of suicides, as well as trigger warnings and how psychological reactants and emotional stimuli factor into these.
This was definitely an interesting yet really serious topic to record. It was really eye-opening to learn more about suicide. And we appreciate you listening to our mini-series, whether you listen to just this episode or our past episode. We also apologize for not uploading in a while since Yusra and I both had COVID at one point over the summer. So we weren't able to get that high recording quality in person.
Yeah, our only option would have been over Zoom. And
we didn't want to produce bad content for you guys, but definitely in the future, we're going to upload more episodes.
And consistently. We're going to stick to a consistent schedule because we enjoy doing this and we enjoy bringing content and educating ourselves and educating you guys about important psychological topics like these.
We're also going to start an Instagram account soon, which we'll post in the next episode's description. But until then, keep asking yourself, why did I do that?